This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, joined by Lim Soo Ann and Dashrin Johan. So it's Halloween tomorrow and we have a couple of stories for you, some tricks or treats up our sleeves today. And we're going to investigate why some people enjoy being frightened out of their skin and why others don't in our first story, you know, as if living through a global health pandemic isn't enough of a horror story.
And well, in our second story, well, have you ever wondered what the scariest movie of all time is? Well, one study used science to figure out the answer, and the results might surprise you and also possibly send you running away screaming.
And on that note, we do have a poll running on our Twitter page at BFM Radio, and we are asking you, do you enjoy scary experiences like haunted houses, horror movies, ghost stories, etc.? And tell us your favourites. But your options available on the poll are yes, I love them, only sometimes, or never. So you can take that poll on our Twitter page at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. And so in our first story, we're looking at that fine line, as Juliet mentioned, between thrill-seeking and outright fear. You know, the difference between going to a haunted house or watching a horror movie for kicks versus the actual heart-pounding fear when you're facing a life-threatening situation. But before that, I do want to ask you guys, which one of y'all loves getting spooked out?
I personally really enjoy haunted houses, although I am terrified of them. I'm terrified of those jump scares. I'm terrified of horror movies, but I also am somewhat fascinated and like to watch them. So only if I have someone reliable with me, so not alone.
I have two children under the age of 5, so there's enough thrills and scares for me on a daily basis. Yeah. So I do avoid other forms of fear, just dealing with those two is scary.
Your daily life is a roller coaster.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe myself. Like, I'm not a huge adrenaline junkie or anything like that. Like, roller coasters and all, I'm okay, but I'm not like super into it. But I do enjoy that genuine sense of fear that some horror films or TV series puts in you, like very psychological stuff. But I've always wondered why some people enjoy being scared and others don't. Researchers have also studied the physical and psychological aspects of fear and have looked at how it's linked to the release of hormones from our brains. There's quite a lot of evidence to show that it may be partly due to personal choice, but a lot of it is also driven by the differences in our brain chemistry.
So Dr. Margie Kerr is a sociologist and scare specialist who has studied our brain's response to fear. So together with Dr. Greg Siegel, a cognitive neuroscientist at the University of Pittsburgh, she conducted a study where she collected data from Scare House, which is an extreme haunted attraction outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So in the 35-minute tour of the haunted house, you know, visitors experienced a series of intense scenarios where they were exposed to, you know, the usual fare of unsettling characters and special effects. But on top of that, you know, they were also touched by the actors, restrained and exposed to electricity. So sounds totally terrifying.
Very much,
and I don't think it's for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, but the 262 visitors that they surveyed actually reported significantly higher mood after the whole experience. They also said they felt less anxious and tired, and they felt that they had challenged their personal fears and learned about themselves through the experience.
Yeah, and Dr. Kerr and Dr. Siegel theorized that going through an extreme haunted attraction provides rewards that are similar to choosing to run a 5-kilometer race or tackling a difficult climbing wall. In an article that Dr. Kerr wrote for Discover magazine, she explained that the fear-seeking experience gives you a sense of uncertainty, forces you through physical exertion, challenges you to push yourself, and eventually gives you that sense of achievement when it's over and done with.
So Dr. Kerr also said that watching a scary movie or going through a haunted attraction allows people to tackle, you know, this big existential fears that we all have, like the question of why bad things happen without reason. But, you know, we can think about it through the protective frame of entertainment. So it's definitely something that I think many of us are thinking about right now as we're struggling to make sense of the COVID-19 pandemic and all the other global problems that are besieging us.
Yes, and humankind has been doing this forever. In a separate interview with The Atlantic, Dr. Kerr talked about the history of people scaring themselves on purpose. She said that it likely goes back to the birth of our species, but it's only in the last few centuries that scaring ourselves for fun and also for profit has become a highly sought-after experience. So, for example, the Russian ice slides is an early precursor to roller coaster rides. It began as an extended sleigh ride down a snowy mountain in the mid-17th century, which increasingly grew more terrifying. So, you know, they started painting scary scenes on the walls to frighten people as they screamed their way through these death rides.
But for such a visceral emotion, fear is actually pretty complicated. But here's someone who can help break it down for us, clinical psychologist Dr. Alvin Ng, who's on the line with us right now. Happy Halloween, Dr. Alvin, and thanks for speaking to us. So, first things first, are you a fan of all things scary and spooky?
Well, firstly, Dashan, happy Halloween back to you. Am I a fan? Well, it depends. If it's comedy, such as Beetlejuice or a scary movie, then I'm okay. Otherwise, nah, not really a fan.
So, to take a few steps back, what exactly is this emotion we call fear and why do we feel it?
Okay, well, fear is a very basic emotion. It is cross-cultural. I mean, it was cross-species, as you can see. It is naturally adaptive. It is something that helps us to survive. Without fear, we probably would do really silly things like jump off a cliff kind of thing. And, of course, too much fear can be maladaptive. You know, when it becomes very unpleasant, that's where we start having all kinds of disorders, such as anxiety disorders, phobic disorders, you know, something that people tend to know about. You know, of animals, blood, injury, those kind of stuff. Also, traumas, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. So that's pretty much fear. And of course, why we feel it, because it helps us to prevent danger, to survive. We're much better able to survive if we can do that. And why do we feel it? Well, you know, you're asking me as a psychologist, there are lots of theories, and I won't go into specific theories. Let's just say that how we feel from those theories, I can just sum up to, you know, there's a stimulus, there's something that triggers off the fear, and we react. How we react would depend on the theory, you know. There's obviously physiological reaction in our body, how we appraise that situation, that's cognitive, what we think of it, how we behave towards it, our actual bodily reaction and for behavior, and emotional. So some theories say we feel emotions first, then our body reacts. Some say the body reacts first, then we go, that's a reaction. So we cognitively appraise that feeling and then go, I think it's fear. Then we go, whoa, all right? So basically, it's a stimulus and response type model to understanding how we feel things. And how we appraise that arousal from the trigger can go both ways. It can be pleasant or unpleasant. And that's what tells people apart between me not liking scary movies and people who like them.
And why are some people more scared of certain things than others? You know, for example, some people are terrified by spiders or cockroaches, while other people might not be afraid of those, but they're afraid of something else.
Well, basically, it is individual differences. We are all different from one another. And with regards to how we react, in this case, how we are scared of certain things and not others, it's a combination of both natural instinct and it's also a learned response. Now, some of us have learned to be afraid of something, but there are certain things that we are born with, our instinct to be afraid of certain things such as, you know, creepy crawlies, because they tend to be dangerous, especially in the wild, snakes, things like that. And also heights. Babies, after a certain age, if you ask them to crawl towards you over like perspex glass, and then there's a certain drop below it, although it's perfectly safe to crawl towards you, babies of a certain age would look down and go, whoa, hey, that's way too high for me, and there's no way I'm going to come over here. Why don't you come up here? So even babies know that heights are dangerous. So it's both natural and it's a learned response.
So on that note, you know, why aren't you a fan of spooky stuff like horror movies? You know, I'm just wondering, is it because you feel afraid of them or is it just because you're not a fan of the genre?
Yeah, well, it's I guess how I appraise the situation. I mean, with movies, obviously they're safe. You know, you won't come out from the movie being actually attacked by the monster or the vampire. You know that. I mean, that it's an irrational fear, I suppose. But the thing is, that's the thing about fear. If it brings about unpleasant feelings to the point that it is not rewarding, then there's a less likelihood of anyone, including myself, going for it. You know, I watched horror movies before, didn't like the experience. So I'd rather not go for it. And that's where I suppose, you know, it answers your previous question on why some people like it, some people don't. It's perhaps it's also due to personality. My personality is I don't tend to go for high arousal experiences. I like to chill. I'm pro-relaxation. I'm okay with low arousal. I'm a very boring person. I don't need very much to keep me, you know,
right,
being me. Whereas some people, they like the thrill. They like to go for all kinds of high excitement. So again, it's personality.
But horror is big money, you know, whether it's slasher movies bringing in the box office bucks or haunted houses attracting people by the droves. Why do people then seek the thrill of being scared if it's unpleasant?
Well, again, there are a number of reasons. And one of it is exactly what you said, just not that rush. In our body, we've got this thing called adrenaline. And when we feel it, to some people, that feeling is a very nice feeling. It's a rush, like how we call the runner's high after exercising. Mm-hmm. You know, after that, you feel a very nice, pleasant feeling. So, you know, when you get scared, you automatically, well, your adrenal glands on top of your kidneys will just pump adrenaline. And there's a nice, like, well, not so nice to me, but to some people, they feel it as something that kicks them into action kind of thing. There's a sense of, you know, Malays call it cemas. You know, we just feel very vigilant and we get that boost of energy, the whole experience of danger and almost dying. And then there's a relief after that. When you feel relief and adrenaline is still pumping, there's like, woo, that rush of a feeling. And some people like that. To some people, that is a very pleasant feeling and that's why they go for it. So the thrill, I suppose you can say. And thrills can be different for different people. Like for myself, I just realized that I like to pack a lot of things in one day and that increases my anxiety. Like today, I'm not anxious because of this. I'm anxious because I have to rush from one thing to another. That gives me that rush. So I guess my rush is a different thing. And like I said just now, the relief that, you know, you're safe after that. You go into a haunted house, you come out safe. You know, it's a nice feeling to a lot of people. So they go for that. And also, you know, people tend to go in as groups. It's peer pressure. There's also that satisfaction of surviving the scare. Mm. You go through something. And perhaps you're curious also. You know, your friends are going for it. You also want to go and have a look. You're scared, but never mind. You're going in as a group. Must be safe enough. And on top of that, when you feel scared together, you share that strong emotion together. There's a sense of bonding.
Right.
So some people like doing that, especially on dates. You know, you bring someone on a date and you go for a crazy ride, either in a haunted house or, you know, roller coaster. It bonds people. And even team building, sometimes they get you to go through scary stuff together, like going deep into the jungle as a group and coming out and surviving it.
Right.
Well, you know, it's bonding. So I guess I've covered from individual to group when it comes to, you know, the thrill.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alvin. That was clinical psychologist Dr. Alvin Ng, who just spoke to us.
Yes, and just like Dr. Alvin said, there are lots of psychological and personal reasons to explain why someone may not enjoy self-scaring. So Dr. Margie Kerr, whose research we discussed a bit earlier, told The Atlantic that she's spoken to people who will never set foot in a haunted house because they were traumatized by the experiences when they were younger. And she explained that the chemicals that are released during the fight or flight response can work like glue to build strong memories of scary experiences. So if a child is too young to know what that the monsters are fake, it can be quite traumatic and something that you'll never forget, and in a really bad way.
Yeah, and so we asked you earlier on social media on on our Twitter page at BFM Radio. Do you enjoy scary experiences like haunted houses, horror movies, ghost stories, etc.? So right now, it's pretty much split three ways. So about 36% of y'all say, yes, I love them. 32% say, only sometimes, and 31% of y'all say never. So you can continue taking that poll at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, and for that reason, Dr. Kerr recommends that parents check out the content and rating of a haunted attraction before bringing a child. And definitely good advice, as I think some of you can attest to. And I'm just out of curiosity, you know, have you ever been subjected to a frightening experience as a child that has stayed with you until today? You know, whether it was for entertainment or was it an actual traumatic experience?
Perhaps, I don't know if this is particularly traumatic, because I remember, you know, when you watch sort of children movies or, and you know, certain movies, they'll say, you know, oh, watch out for the monsters under the bed.
Yes.
And as a kid, that really terrified me. So when, if it's dark, I'd be scared to put my legs down on the floor from the bed, because I'm just scared that something will, you know,
the
reach
monsters.
Out from under the bed and yeah. grab my legs, grab my ankles.
Yeah, I've never experienced that. So it always fascinates me in a way that, you know, for example, my sister is, until today, she's very terrified of clowns. And I think it's because,
<They all bless. laughs>
I think it's because when she was very, very young, perhaps it was a circus or something, and the clown did something that really spooked her. And now it has haunted her until today. I think there was even a period when she was much younger, now not so much, where even Ronald McDonald was scary to her.
Although, to be fair, Ronald McDonald is quite a terrifying figure. And it's fascinating that clowns are always the subject of people's terror, when also to another half of people, they're such fun.
That's right, yeah. But for me, it's not a personal experience, but somebody I know who, as a child, he was locked in a dark room by his older brother. And he was very young, maybe about 5 or something like that. And he was locked, and the older brother told him, like, okay, they're going to come and get you. He didn't specify who they were. But it terrified this poor young boy so much that till today, he cannot be in a completely blackened room. You know, this is somebody wow. in his 40s. And that experience as a young child was so traumatic that, you know, even till today, he has to have a little light on somewhere, a night light of some sort on, just to sleep through the night.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Some really crazy things.
We do have a WhatsApp that just came in by Lok Kok Yen, who says, yes, being chased by a mad dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's usually quite traumatic and can live. But, you know, if you have any experiences that you'd like to share with us, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Tell us, you know, it's Halloween tomorrow, so we're talking about things that spook you or scare you. So just let us know. But I think we just got one message that came in.
Yes. So Cheryl said, I had a bad experience visiting the haunted house at Haw Par Villa in Singapore when I was a kid. It was the one where you experience the different levels of hell. The worst part that still stays with me today is the dark room where you put on headphones and listen to sound effects. And the most terrifying one was the one where you hear a pair of scissors cutting hair.
Oh, wow. That sounds terrifying, and I also want to try it out.
I think Sue Ann is a bit terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to try that out.
But anyway, if you have any thoughts, continue to share that with us. We're going to continue on the theme of Halloween after this break. But we're going to leave you now with Jace Everett and Bad Things. You're tuned to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.